Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For the last 9 programs, we've been on the topic, You Have an Appointment with God. We've shown that God makes 7 annual appointments with you, namely Passover, Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, Trumpets, Atonement, Tabernacles, and Last Great Day. For at least the next 9 programs, I want us to focus on Jesus' last Passover and on the days of unleavened bread following his crucifixion and on the following Pentecost. But what does your 7 annual appointments with God have to do with Jesus' last Passover and with unleavened bread and with Pentecost? Well, the simple fact is that God kept his appointment with Jesus on Passover and during the days of unleavened bread, and God kept his appointment with 120 of Jesus' disciples on Pentecost. These were 3 historic points in time, or appointments, when God fulfilled major prophecies. Do you think that maybe God is going to keep his appointment with you on one or more of the 4 remaining points in time? You better believe that God will be on time. The real question is, will you be on time to meet with God? Let's look at God's appointment book and see what he did on Passover, Unleavened Bread, and Pentecost. First, we will look at real old appointments from 3,500 years ago. Then we'll look at newer appointments from only 2,000 years ago. The former is a pattern for the latter. One is a type of the other. What God did for Israel 3,500 years ago, he did for the church 2,000 years ago. And again, God has 4 more remaining points in time, or 4 more 7 annual appointments on which he is going to fulfill major prophecies. Will you be there to meet with God on time? Let's read about how God kept his appointment with Israel first, and then we'll see how he kept the appointments with the church. In Exodus chapter 12, in verses 1 through 5, we're going to read about Passover. And this is Exodus chapter 12, and we'll start reading in verses 1 through 5. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month you shall take every man a lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. That was the scripture, so now this comment. Each household, not some priest, had the responsibility of killing, cleaning, and cooking their own 1-year-old lamb. Let's continue reading in Exodus 12, verse 6. And you shall keep this lamb until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Now, what evening is this? There's some controversy on whether this is the beginning of the 14th or whether this is the end of the 14th, because it says you shall kill it in the evening. Well, let me ask you this question. If I say to you, I will be here until 6 o'clock, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that I'm going to be here until 6:59? Or does it mean that I'm going to be here until 5:59? Well, of course, you're going to say that it means you'll be there until 5:59. That is until 6 o'clock, basically. It doesn't mean that you're going to be there until 6:59, which means it's basically 7 o'clock. It means that at the start of 6 o'clock, you're going to be there until 6 o'clock. When 6 o'clock starts, you're going to be gone. So where it says here, and you shall keep this lamb until the 14th day of the same month. Until the 14th means you're going to keep it until the 14th. Then on the 14th you're going to kill it. It doesn't mean that at the end of the 14th, which is really until the 15th, you're going to keep it. It means until the end of the 13th and the beginning of the 14th. So the Israelites were to keep this lamb until the beginning of the 14th. and the beginning of the 14th, where it says, you shall kill it in the evening, the beginning of the 14th means at the going down of the sun. In fact, that's what evening really means, is when it's even. That means that the sun is setting. It's going down. So it's even. And we can prove this from Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 6. In Deuteronomy 16 verse 6 it says, at the place which the Lord your God shall choose to place his name, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening. Now listen to this explanation. At the going down of the sun. And the evening begins the 24-hour day in God's eyes. You remember in Genesis, God said that an evening and a morning were the first day. So the evening is at the going down of the sun when the sun sets. And for the sake of discussion, let's put a time of 6 p.m. for sunset. And you might want to write all of this down, the fact that, as it says in chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, that it was on the 10th day of the month that they separated this lamb, that they took it and they kept it until the 14th day, meaning at the beginning of the 14th. And we recognize now that the beginning of the 14th is at the sunset between the 13th and the 14th. That is at the going down of the sun. That's the beginning of the 14th. That's when they were to kill the Passover lamb that they had taken and reserved on the 10th. Now let's continue reading in verses 7 through 10. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast it with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And anything that does remain until the morning, you shall burn with fire. So what this is saying is that in the same night, and in later scriptures we'll be able to prove that this was before midnight, so it was after 6 p.m. but before 12 a.m., midnight, that they had to kill this Passover lamb and cook it and eat it. So in that same night, before midnight, when the death angel came to kill the firstborn, they put the blood on the doorpost and ate the Passover lamb. And it's very possible to do this in 6 hours. After all, it was a small lamb of 1 year old, and it was for the entire family. Continuing in verses 11 through 13. And thus you shall eat it. Your loins shall be girded, and your shoes shall be on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So the blood of the lamb covering the doorpost was a sign to the death angel to pass over those houses. And again, God said that he would pass through the land of Egypt this night. So everything so far is still on the 14th. And we haven't proven yet that he passed over them at midnight, but we will prove that shortly. In verses 21 through 23 it says, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you, hear me, none of you shall go out of the door of this house until the morning. None of you shall go out of the door of this house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Please catch this. No Israelite was to leave their house until the morning of the 14th, or else they would die despite having the blood on the doorpost. So there were two conditions for them remaining alive. First, they had to put the blood on the doorpost, and second, they could not go out of their houses on the night of the 14th. They had to leave in the morning. They could not leave before the morning. So that obviously means that Israel could not have left Egypt on the night of the 14th. Now let's read in verses 24 through 31. This is where we're going to prove that the death angel came and smote all the firstborn at midnight. And it shall come to pass, when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he has promised, that you shall observe this service. It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, "Rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as you have said." Now obviously, either Pharaoh sent word to Moses, or Pharaoh personally visited Moses at Moses' house, because Moses definitely didn't come out of the house at night. Moses didn't go outside until the morning. And for the sake of discussion, let's say that the morning was 6 a.m., about the time of sunrise. So far again, everything has happened on the 14th. Now we read in verses 33 through 36, still in chapter 12 of Exodus, but verses 33 through 36. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We be all dead men." And the people took their dough before it was leavened, and this is speaking of the Israelites, and their kneading troughs, being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And this is the fulfillment of the prophecy in chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. So between 6 a.m. at sunrise and 5:59 p.m. that night, which is the daylight portion of the 14th, that's when the Israelites took what they wanted from the Egyptians and prepared to leave Egypt. So everything dealing with the Passover was accomplished on the 14th. Nothing regarding the Passover occurred on the 15th. And just to review the things that occurred on the 14th, the first thing is that they had to keep the lamb until the beginning of the 14th, and that's when they were to slay the lamb. They were to eat the flesh in that same night of the 14th, and they were supposed to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, because it was at midnight that the death angel passed through the land of Egypt to kill all of the firstborn that did not have the blood on the doorpost. None of the Israelites were to go out of the houses on the night of the 14th. They could not leave until the morning of the 14th. And it was in the morning of the 14th that the Israelites did leave their houses and go and spoil the Egyptians, collecting from them everything that they needed for their journey. And so again, everything dealing with the Passover was accomplished on the 14th. Nothing regarding the Passover occurred on the 15th.